Early settlers in 18th century America often lived in a wilderness, where they had to depend on firearms for their source of food and protection. When outside the home, settlers would carry a gun, a bullet pouch, and most importantly, a powder horn that was essential for carrying the fuel for the gun itself. This is the subject of today's podcast, a British-made engraved powder horn from 1759, detailing the land and forts in the American Hudson and Mohawk River valleys. In times of conflict, settlers would bring to battle their own guns and powder horns that had been used for hunting. Oftentimes, it was a cow or ox's horn that was best suited for carrying the gunpowder, since it was light, durable, and its tapering shape fit well next to the wearer's body. When made correctly, the inside would be scraped thin and the powder could be seen through the sides, though not so much as to make it brittle. Also important was that the horn was effectively waterproof. Wet powder was just as useful as no powder at all, so the stopper was often coated with hemp or melted tallow and beeswax, allowing the horn to even be submerged in water. Additionally, and perhaps most importantly, was that the horns were effectively fireproof, and therefore, the highly flammable gunpowder wouldn't accidentally ignite and kill the owner. This powder horn is approximately 1 foot in length and 3 inches in diameter at its largest point, weighing only 12.7 ounces empty of gunpowder. Its body shows the owner's name, Peter Meyer, the British coat of arms, and is completely covered with a detailed map of New York, covering a distance from Lakes George and Champlain in the north, to Lake Ontario and Niagara in the west, Albany in the east, and New York City in the south. At one end, the horn comes to a point, with a cap covering the hole that allowed just a small amount of gunpowder to escape when it was needed. Moving towards the other end, the horn curves and bends slightly, getting larger until it is sealed off completely at that end. Though most powder horns were homemade, given the precise detailing of Peter Meyer's, it is possible a professional engraver made this horn for him. Instead of being crudely engraved with something like a jackknife, professionals used sharp, pointed gravers and often colored the horn by dipping it in a yellow dye to give the appearance of amber. Stains or coatings of shellac were also used to color and preserve the markings on the horns, and Peter's horn specifically contains all the characteristics of one that was professionally made. The subject of the engravings on horns is often varied. It was customary of Americans before the Revolution, or of English officers stationed in America, to have the British royal arms engraved on their personal items like powder horns. But engraved maps proved to be both beautiful in design and practical in application. Because settlers often had to travel to unfamiliar territories, they needed maps to help guide their way. However, few printed maps actually existed, and so it was common for travelers to draw or engrave their routes on their personal items so they wouldn't lose them. Specifically, the time period that Meyer's horn was made proved to be a true map-making era. In America, what was known as the French and Indian War had just begun, and previously uncharted territory was now being fought over. The route up the Hudson River to Canada and the Hudson Mohawk route to the western part of the country was now opening up to both trade and warfare. Using his horn as a guide and fuel for his weapon, Meyer would have traveled these routes and joined in the fighting against the French. The French and Indian War in America was actually just one part in a more global conflict known as the Seven Years' War, often noted as the first actual world war. With countries like France, Austria, Saxony, Sweden, and Russia fighting Prussia, Hanover, and Great Britain, the conflict spread from Europe to many of the colonial outposts throughout the globe. Either battles or territory was at stake in Europe, Africa, India, North America, South America, and the Philippines, and so the victor in this conflict would undoubtedly shift the global balance of power their way and emerge as a colonial powerhouse. Even years before the French and Indian War, British and French settlers had been clashing in small skirmishes over land and territory disputes. But specifically in the few years leading up to 1756 when the war began, tensions on the frontier were heightened. Both French and British leaders sought to extend their territories in the New World. However, the borders of each country's possessions were not well defined. Britain had stake claims in the 13 colonies up to the Appalachian Mountains, while France had a very large but thinly populated colony that stretched from Louisiana through the Mississippi Valley and Great Lakes to Canada. Specifically, it was the Ohio River Valley that was hotly disputed. In an attempt to finally win the land, alliances with Native Americans were formed, and at the outbreak of hostilities, France and their native allies were pitted against Great Britain and the Iroquois Confederacy. Meyer's horn shows a large number of forts that were built during the war, like Fort Henry, Fort Miller, Fort Edward, and Fort Hunt, so this object is incredibly important in connecting the life of a settler of that time with both the regional and global conflicts of the day. Having such a versatile object would prove to be invaluable to colonists like him. As a frontiersman, the powder horn was an essential part of the daily life for a settler, and as a soldier, it was an essential part of movement and survival during a war. Peter Meyer and his horn were just one piece in a truly global conflict that drastically changed the view of the world. Fighting in the French and Indian War and assisting in a British victory, Meyer helped Great Britain win enormous territorial gains in North America and throughout the world after the Treaty of Paris in 1763. The undisputed colonial power, however, did not go unchallenged for long. Colonial discontent in the Americas over being forced to pay huge taxes as payment for the war would eventually lead to the American Revolution, and ultimately lead to the eventual rise of another global powerhouse, the United States of America. Which side Meyer may have fought on during the Revolution is unclear, but it is safe to assume that his powder horn stayed by his side and continued to serve him well both in battle and life after. Thanks for listening.